Welcome to Erica's Vibe Talks podcast. My name is Erica Martin, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with good vibes, real talks, breaking free from the crowd, and authentically sharing all things life, business, love, beliefs, and most importantly, I'm obsessed with helping people better their lives and break free from the norm. If you are looking for inspiration, information, and a place where real talks are shared about how to achieve your best life, then you have come to the right spot. My goal is that you reach your highest potential while vibing high and being you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of fuel for your soul. Leave it to me to leave you with all the mindset shifts, realizations of your potential, and shortcuts I've learned along my personal journey. We are about to have a blast. Thank you for pushing play. Let's boogie. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm super excited to be here. You guys would not even understand what happened right now. I was like 45 minutes into my podcast episode and I realized that my microphone was off. I literally just realized it right now as I was completing an 8-minute section of my podcast and I looked and the microphone was off. But not a problem. I'm going to continue pushing through because the topic tonight I feel is going to be very relatable, and I have just spit out 45 minutes of explanation and I think I still got it in my brain. So today the topic I think is going to be something that maybe a lot of you can relate to, and it is balancing motherhood and business or work life, right? For me personally, it is business. And ever since I became a mom in 2020, my life has completely changed. I started my business when I didn't have kids. I didn't plan to have kids anytime soon when I started my business. For me, having a business meant that I was going to be able to focus on the business so that one day I can be that present parent with Javi. And one day I can be able to provide a life, but a better life for my kids. But at the moment, when I started my business, I did not want any kids. I definitely wanted to be able to get financially stable and build a foundational business and just be able to be in a position where Javi and I were able to travel the world and like do all of these things without kids. And so for me, my business was my baby. That was my ultimate baby when I first got started. In the first 5 years of building up my business before kids, it's all we would talk about, think about, dream, breathe. Everything was our baby. And so we took pride in building up our business. And I'm so grateful that we had that opportunity to be able to build the business in the beginning without kids, just because we had a totally different experience. But I also think that because we built our business in the beginning without kids, when we had kids, for me personally, was a complete life change. And in the beginning, not necessarily a good one, because it really just put me in a position where I felt like I was mourning the old me. I have always been the type of person that I'm like very free bird and gone with the wind and social butterfly. And after I had a kid, what I started to experience and what I started to realize was that I was no longer able to be a free bird. I was no longer able to go out as I please. I have to ask for permission. I have to get babysitters. I have responsibility now. I have different types of worries and different types of thoughts than I had when I had no kids. And that for me was a very big deal. A very big deal that caused me to feel like, oh my God, like what did I do? Why did I do this? Why did I have a kid? Like it was like so, it was a lot for me. And it's crazy because I actually wanted to have a kid. For Javi and I, we waited specifically for a time frame in our business so that we can then start to grow our family. And I remember the day that I decided, I think I'm ready. Like I'm ready. I know that it's going to be crazy, because all of our friends had babies at the time and they were all going crazy, like not sleeping and dealing with, you know, kid life. And so we knew that it was going to be crazy, but I felt like, you know, what if I'm missing out on the one of the most beautiful loves that there is, all because I'm thinking that it's going to be too much. And then I have the baby and then it's too much. You know, like I definitely experienced the too much and like the oh shit, like how am I going to be able to balance this business and then also balance motherhood. I got to a position in my life where it was so difficult for me to even grasp how it was going to happen. And for us especially, you know, we had James in the pandemic. The COVID came out in March 2020. I gave birth in May 2020. So we were in like the middle of it all. And it was actually a blessing in disguise because for us, we were able to be able to be home all the time with James and build that bond and, you know, not have too many visitors over. And it was such a beautiful time frame in our lives also because for our business, we usually have to travel, you know, for different events and different things that we do across the country to meet up team members and stuff like that. And so we had the opportunity to not have to travel as much and really be home and be present. And so it was great. But I think that one of the things that happened to really everybody in the world is that COVID started to kind of like create this mindset of like being lazy, I want to say. A lot of laziness started to creep in and a lot of thought processes of like, I don't want to get uncomfortable. If I don't feel like I want to, like I don't want to and I don't have to. And a lot of thought processes on like being like very empathetic towards one another, which I don't think is a bad thing. But I think just in general, it started to really just for me start to make me get very comfortable. And the problem with being comfortable is that in comfort, you don't push yourself to do things that are necessary for you to be able to grow, you know, in business and in personal life. You know, if you're in a comfort zone and you're constantly giving into your own excuses about that comfort zone, then most likely you're going to stay where you are. And so I didn't realize that at the time. For me, I was just stuck in this mindset of, well, I'm a mom right now. This is exactly what I worked so hard for. You know, our business has this foundation up to this point and, you know, it's going great, right? Like Javi and I, it's not that we're, you know, super rich, but we have pretty much everything that we really had set out to achieve. And it was, you know, being those present parents, the type of house that we live in, the bank account that we have, like we don't have to work paycheck to paycheck anymore. Like our bills are, you know, we don't live beyond our means. We've been, for the most part, not crazy spenders. We are able to, you know, retire my parents and be able to take care of them and, you know, travel the world and buy things and, you know, do the things that in my mind, when I envisioned myself in a position of being a mom, like I pretty much have it. Of course, what I want more and what I want more opportunity to be able to do things with more money, of course. But for the purpose of being in a position of like comfort and not feeling the urge to have to get uncomfortable, like it's not a great position to be in because it just it's not. And so because I was in that position after I became a mom and, you know, COVID came and I just started to really just put myself in the mindset of complacency, what ended up happening is that without even realizing it, I stopped doing the things that I needed to do to be able to grow as a person and also grow in my business, you know, because for 5 years, I was obsessed with creating a better version of myself, right? When I first got started in my business, one of the main goals that I personally had was that I wanted to become somebody that was confident. I got started in the business as a person with very low like self-esteem and self-worth, mainly because I never knew that I can do anything really big or special in my life. I always, you know, thought that I was just going to stay in a corporate job because that was what I got, the job that I got out of high school. And I never really thought that I can do anything else besides that. Nobody ever really told me that I was going to be good at anything. You know, when I would see people that were doing things with their lives, it was kind of like, oh, maybe they've always been that way. Maybe they were like that since they were little. I don't know. Maybe they had some type of guidance to be able to give them the steps on to pick something that's going to give them a greater success in their life and whatever. I didn't have that. And for me, I really wanted that. Like, I really wanted to be somebody that was strong-minded, that if life was going to throw me curveballs, I wasn't going to be the type of person that was going to crumble with every problem that came my way. Like, I wanted to be a strong-minded woman, and I wanted to feel confident, and I wanted to have like that posture. Like, have you ever seen women that have confidence that they walk into a room and like people just like respect them or just have to like look their way? And it's not because they're dressed provocatively or anything like that. It's just the way they carry themselves, their posture, the way that they speak, like the way that they handle themselves is just like, you can tell that this person has confidence and they believe in themselves and they have positive self-talk and they just have this aura to them. And I didn't have that aura and I wanted it. And so when I started this business, that's exactly one of the main reasons that got me really into learning about life and learning about myself and developing myself and really working on that. And I believe that it's one of the main things that helped Javi and I get to the 1% of the company that we work for, because we really were just really into building new skills and working on ourselves. But after I became a mom, I felt like, how am I going to be able to manage all of this? Like, at the time, all I was thinking about was, how do I freaking deal with sleeping cycles? And then he's constipated, and then he has colic. And then now, what do I feed him? How does the feeding work? What do I do now when I need to travel? Like, I miss my baby. Do I leave him with my mom? Should I go? Should I stay? Should I not? Like, all of these things that now were new in my life that were very distracting towards my business. And a lot of it really just allowed me an excuse to just be stagnant and to not put in the extra effort. And because that started to happen, I started to realize that a lot of things in my life, like the person that I was becoming, was like, I was kind of like forgetting that empowered Erica and that empowered person that I know that I am. And it was because I wasn't continuously working on myself. And so, you know, that was me with one baby. 6 months into having that baby, I started to feel a little bit more like myself, and things started to kind of level out when it came to managing business and managing baby life. But, you know, in all reality, what was really happening was I was just coasting, right? I mean, it's not that I don't show up. If you guys see me on social media, I have 17,000 posts. I show up every single day. And that's one of the really awesome things about building up your consistency and building up your, I guess, your stamina when it comes to the actions that are needed to build a business. So I never really turned off or disconnected from that. But as you can see, for example, in my podcast, I started this podcast in 2019. And the last time that I actually posted in here, besides the last two episodes that I had, was in 2022. And it was because my life has been just like trying to manage everything and trying to juggle everything and just really winging it. And winging it can only take you so far, right? Winging it, thankfully, and that's why I'm so grateful for this business, because even with winging it, we've been able to have a sustainable business and actually, you know, still continue to grow from that business. But deep down inside, I know that my personal efforts have not been what I am capable of. And so, you know, that was realizations and things that have happened to me after I had my first kid. But then now in 2020, I had the first. And now in 2023, I just had my second. I had an 11-month-old baby right now. He's actually going to turn one in a couple of weeks, and so crazy. But now I'm a mom of two. And now being a mom of two is completely different from being a mom of one, right? Like, starting with two, I feel personally it has been way easier than transitioning from zero to one, simply because I know what to expect. I'm not as scared. I have that confidence as a mom, and it's just a different experience also because I know how fast time flies and I'm able to appreciate it more, and I'm able to realize that like I am strong and I have been able to go through very difficult times in my life and I've made it out, right? That's what having that first child taught me. But now having the second child is teaching me how, even though I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I'm just like, oh my God, how am I going to be able to manage all of this? Is like, I know deep down inside that I have what it takes and I know that I'm going to be able to do it. And so with the second baby, what ended up happening is that I started to have like more realizations of where I am taking my business and where I am taking my life and what I am doing in my everyday actions when it comes to building my business. And in all reality, for the last 3 years, it has been a total winging, right? I used to be the type of person that was so into my agenda and writing things down and being extremely organized that, and I've gotten to the point that I've had agendas in the past, you know, these past 3 years, but I haven't been actually writing things down in there intentionally. There's been months that I haven't written in there. It's just been a complete mess, right? Everything has been a complete mess when it comes to what I am used to and what I know effectively works when it comes to building a business. And you know, I started to, after 4 months of having this baby, I started to kind of like ask myself these questions, like, Erica, what was it that you wanted to do when you got started in this business? And have you fulfilled that? And one of the main things that I wanted when I started this business was to become this person that is a great speaker, that is, when I speak with wisdom, because I've gone through things and I've learned through things and I've continued to educate myself. And I am in a position where now when I speak, I'm able to teach and I'm able to share my personal experiences in a way that will be able to impact more lives, because I am continuously growing and I'm not allowing life and situations in my life to keep me small or to keep me in a bubble that is not taking me anywhere. And I say that because for a long time I had put myself in a position where I would just pat myself a lot on the back. Like, it's okay, you're doing your best. You're doing your best and the best is all that you can do. And no worries, you don't have to push yourself any harder. You're in this chapter in your life. You know, enjoy it. You know, it is what it is, blah, 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 right? All of that talk. But really what that talk was doing to me was putting me deeper and deeper in this dark hole where now I'm not creative. I lost my creativity. I lost my inspiration. I have no excitement towards speaking. I have no excitement towards, you know, building the business. I have no excitement towards growing as a person. I have no excitement towards developing myself. I have no excitement because I am just allowing myself to deal with life and continue to like not push myself and not really grab control of my mind and control of where I want to go so that I can push through and persevere and become the person that I want to become. And a lot of times we fall trap into that mindset, and we fall trap into just being, oh, it's okay, or not pushing ourselves to get uncomfortable, or really babying ourselves in a way that is not beneficial to us, because if it's putting us in a position where we are feeling anxious, where we're falling into negative self-talk, where we are feeling uninspired, where we're feeling where our creativity is not there anymore, where we have no motivation to do things, then we have to be strong enough to realize that that is not doing any good for us, you know? And a lot of times people stay stuck in that because they are not willing to see that what they're doing to themselves is actually hurting themselves. And I'm saying this because that was me for the past 3 years. For the past 3 years, I have not been pushing myself. And on the contrary, I have been living on the opposite end. And it has not been good for my personal development. And I had to get really real with myself and really ask myself these questions and, you know, get to know what is going on in my mind. And really everything that I started to think about was on like, wow, like how many things I stopped doing that was helping me develop myself. And as human beings, that is the ultimate happiness. That's the ultimate happiness, is when we are growing. If we are not growing, then we are dying. And obviously what everybody strives to do is to grow and to live. And so if you're not pursuing your passions, if you are not doing the things that are making you uncomfortable so that you can grow, then you are slowly dying, because you're not really living the life that you're meant to live. You're not really putting yourself on the path of having that fulfilled, excited life that you deep down desire and that you deep down deserve. And that is really what I had to realize. And so once I realized that, which was actually recently, I started to really put myself in a mindset of like, okay, well, how am I going to be able to do all of this shit? Because I have motherhood, I have relationship life, I have business life, and then I also have my self-care life. And all of those four areas in my life are extremely important when it comes to, you know, just my overall health. And so one of the things that I started to realize that works for me is being very consistent with waking up early in the morning. And by early, I mean before my family wakes up. For me, it's usually 6 a.m. So 6 a.m. is usually the time that people are still sleeping. My husband's still sleeping. My two kids are still sleeping. If you've been watching my Instagram this week, you know that there has been a complete shit show, because Jake had woken up one day at 5 and then the other day at 3. And then James yesterday, last night, woke up at 2:30. And then it has been a complete shit show. But deep down in my core focus is the fact that I still have to start the day. The day is still going to begin, whether I slept or not, whether you know, things are going my way or not. The day is going to begin. The sun is going to come out, and it is what it is. The goals that I put down that I want to achieve are still going to be there. They do not care if I slept or not. And so if I tell myself that, then when the day begins, I start with the day. And instead of telling myself, oh my God, this is a lot, this is too much, I can't, this is too hard, I hate this, see, that's why I'm not ever going to be able to achieve anything or build upon this business or whatever, right? Like any self-talk that can come in, that's going to be my reality. If I continue to tell myself that and I continue to allow myself to feel comfortable with those self-talking words, then of course I'm not going to be able to have the energy that I need to be able to do the actions that I have written down or that I have intended for the day. If I switch that up and I say, yeah, I'm tired, right? Because reality is reality. I'm not saying, like, you know, fake out reality. The reality is reality. I'm tired. Yes, this shit sucks. Yes, it is what it is. But you said that you wanted this. So you're strong. I'm strong. I can do this. I deserve this. It's going to be an amazing day. I'm going to give it my all. We're going to do this. Let's go. And I hype myself up. The outcome of that day is so much better, and my energy level is so much higher than when I do the opposite. And I learned that when I had James, because I lived a lot with that mindset of like, I can't. And then when I started life with Jake, I was self-aware enough to realize that that wasn't doing me any good. So immediately I started to change that up, and the energy that I have been able to experience is next level. And so because I have that energy, now I'm excited to continue to work on myself, right? So the next thing I started to do was make sure that I always have a book. I always have a book that I'm excited to read, because that is going to get me excited to want to wake up and get to reading. I also have a journal. My journal is what I write in every single day, and I get really excited to write into my journal and stay consistent with that as well. And then I also have an agenda, and I feel that everybody should have an agenda, whether you own a business, whether you have a regular job, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, whatever your position is. I think having an agenda is amazing, because it's going to allow you to be able to plan out your days with intention. And when there is intention, there is excitement. And when there is excitement, creativity opens up, and then you have energy. And it's not the energy that coffee is going to give you. It's the energy of progressing, right? Again, if we are human and we're not robots, we have the beautiful gift of having the willpower to be able to decide if we want to take our life on path A or we want to take our life on path B. And that's the beautiful part about it, right? Is that we have that that gift of making that decision, right? Not even the animals can do that. Not even robots can do that yet, right? Like, that's just a human thing. And so we really need to take advantage of that. And so if you have an agenda, the cool thing about the agenda and the best part about the agenda is that you're able to now see what you need to do in your day to progress towards whatever you want to achieve, right? For me, I want to continue to grow my business. I want more coaches on my team. I want more clients. I want to be able to develop myself as a person. I want to be able to give even better service to my distributors and my clients. I want to be able to become a better version of myself, a way more equipped version, a way more confident person. And the only way that I'm going to be able to do that is if I know where I'm going. And so my daily tasks in my agenda are giving me direction. Whenever there's distractions, whenever things pop up in my day, I have that agenda always open and I'm able to go back to, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then the cool part about it is that it starts to build your confidence once you start to accomplish the things that need to get done. So just by being able to scratch off your list of all the things that you got done starts to build up your confidence. And it starts to build trust within yourself because what you wrote down, you got done. So for example, right now, I just was doing a 45-minute podcast that didn't record. So I started to record this again. It's 11:35. I started this at around 10, which I, in my mind, said by the time I'm done, it's going to be like around 11:30 and I'm going to be done. I'm going to be able to go to sleep. But no, it didn't work out that way, right? So now I am still here. But the reason why I'm here and I'm still talking on the podcast is because I made a promise to myself that every Monday I was going to be able to complete the podcast. And so now what I am doing is not only staying true to my word, but I'm building up my self-confidence that what I said I was going to do, I got it done. And that is something that is, it's like the biggest gift that you can give to yourself. That is even better than, I want to say, like looking at yourself in the mirror and being like, damn, I look good, right? It's that internal feeling of like, I said that I was going to get it done and I got it done. And now I trust myself for whatever I say I'm going to do. I know that I'm going to get it done regardless. And so those are these little hacks and the little things that I have learned along the way after I became a mom of two that I'm like, okay, I need to really make sure that I am on my game with this because the person that I want to become is the most powerful version of myself. And not only that, I want my sons to be able to see who their parents became and not just for that time frame, right? Not for those 5 years that we really put in all of the effort and, you know, changed our entire life, but really just like the long run. For us being able to not stop working towards the things that we know we deserve and the things that we want to achieve and the example that we want to show, that's going to be able to show them that whenever they want to achieve something in their life, they need to continue to work on it forever, right? Because this is a forever project. Becoming the best version of yourself is not just for a season. It's not just for the summer. It's not just for the year. It's forever. And it's going to be able to give you the best life that you deserve. You know, it's like you have to work on that. And so that is pretty much what I have kind of learned along the way after becoming a mom of two and managing the business and all of that stuff is getting yourself organized, making sure that you are clear with whatever path you want to be on and that you work on it. Don't give up. Even if you're tired, I know that there's days that are going to be the craziest days and it's okay to take the nap, right? And it's okay to like re-energize if you truly cannot any longer. But if you are organized and you are clear on where you want to go in your life, that is not going to stop you. That's just going to be a little hurdle in the day. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a better day. That's kind of how I always see it. Like whenever my kids give me a rough night, I'm like, all right, tonight's a different night. Let's see how it goes. And we roll with it because there's no way around it. We decided we were going to be parents. We decided we were going to be building a business or, you know, working parents, and we have to roll with it. We have the choice of either being miserable and allowing it to consume our entire life, and then we do not become anything of ourselves, or we can just take it how it is and, you know, learn the lessons that we need along the way, become stronger people because of it, and, you know, continue to also take care of ourselves and our personal dreams and our goals. So with that being said, I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you love it, and catch you next Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the vibes rolling your way. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, come and enjoy as I take you along my everyday life by following at epicfitcouple, or visit my website at epicfitcouple.com. Love you guys. Thanks for allowing me to share more with you, and I can't wait to connect with you in my next episodes.